This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly, in for Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. By now, the glamour shots and videos are all over the internet of a woman named Anna Chapman. The pretty 28-year-old redhead is one of the suspects charged this week in an espionage case that reads like a Cold War spy novel. The accused are allegedly foreign agents for Russia who established comfortable lives in the U.S. Chapman started a business in Manhattan and was a fixture on social networking sites. As NPR's David Green reports from Moscow, Russian officials did not appreciate the U.S. going after her and her alleged conspirators.
In Soviet times, one of the most popular fictional characters was a World War II spy named Stirlitz. He cracked Hitler's inner circle. He was in books, movies, and this television series.
Задание, полученное Штирлицем через московское радио, гласило следующее.
Here, an announcer tells us what Stirlitz is reading. New orders from Moscow to target some undercover German agents. Stirlitz dramatically burns his written instructions in an ashtray. The bottom line, Russians were for years fascinated by their spies, even proud of them. The nation's most popular politician, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, was a KGB agent posted in East Germany. To some, Putin is a real-life Stirlitz. All this is to say, when the U.S. arrested 10 people revealing their activities and accusing them of being illegal foreign agents, Putin was not happy. He actually had an American audience in Moscow, visiting former President Bill Clinton. "You've come to Moscow at just the right time," Putin said to Clinton. "Your police got carried away, putting people in jail." Putin said nothing about what the alleged spies were up to. While some Russian officials accused the U.S. of deliberately making these arrests at a moment when U.S.-Russian ties were improving, Putin said he doesn't expect the cozier relations to be damaged. On a sun-splashed plaza in Moscow this morning, most people said they had heard about the arrests. A provocation, said Natalia Pozhnicheva, planned at just the right time.
It is ridiculous. For me, it is ridiculous.
Ridiculous, 65-year-old pensioner Alexander Ivanovich said, because based on what he'd read, the alleged foreign agents never had access to any real secrets. After watching television coverage of President Obama eating burgers with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev outside Washington last week, these arrests, Ivanovich said, give him a bad taste.
You have eaten something tasty, and after that you get such things like this. Our presidents have met each other. They have very good time in the bistro, and I don't know where. And 2 days later, or 3 days later, we receive such things. It is absolutely, nobody is interested in this.
So while alleged spy Anna Chapman's videos are a sensation in the U.S., videos where she talks about settling into life in New York, even inspiring entrepreneurs.
To make them understand that all of this is possible and all dreams may come true.
Is she Russia's new Stirlitz? Maybe not. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.